Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. You are listening to the Nafs Connection podcast with Seema Umrayyan, the Level 10 Muslima Life Coach. As a contentment coach and a self-awareness facilitator, I assist my Muslima sisters on their journey discovering contentment and deep diving into self-awareness.
One of the most common and universal issues we find in our households is the mother-in-law and daughter-in-law issue. We can see egos flashing, personalization, blame games, and a plethora of emotions popping up. This is also one of the most stereotyped relationships, and most often one gets into it with a preconceived notion and expecting it to be disastrous in every way possible, taking away the possibility of a cordial relationship without even giving it a chance. Author Umma Faraz gives a wonderful perspective of this very stereotyped relationship in her book, Here With You, doing full justice to each character as we get to see individual perspectives of issues that crop up throughout the storyline. So we have here with us today Sister Umma Faraz to tell us a little bit about herself and her book and her journey on how she came about the idea and conception of this book.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu, Umma Faraz. Welcome to Nafs Connection podcast.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu, Rayyan. Jazakallah khair for inviting me over here. It's an honor to be here, alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah, and jazakallah khair for being here. And I know you personally, so alhamdulillah, just for my listeners, would you like to just share a little bit about yourself?
Okay, alhamdulillah. So, bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I am Umma Faraz Muhammad, an Indian mother of three kids, and I'm living here in Abu Dhabi with my dentist husband. Mm-hmm. I graduated with a Bachelor of Psychology before my marriage. And after marriage, I completed my higher diploma in Islamic studies. And I'm currently doing my master's in Islamic studies, alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah.
So apart from being an author, I also love to design graphics. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. I was a co-counselor, and then I shifted and transitioned into being a coach. And I have mm-hmm. my own coaching venture. It's mm-hmm. called Redefining Muslima Coaching. Alhamdulillah.
Mm-hmm. Alhamdulillah. So, alhamdulillah. So with the background, like, you know, let's come to the book, inshallah. So with the inshallah. Background that you have in psychology, and I think it reflects in your book Here With You, mashallah, the way you have read those characters, alhamdulillah. So tell me a little bit about how you decided to write this book, and what was the initial stages, and how did it all come together?
So I started writing this book in 2018, and that time I had one of my closest friends. She and me because such stuff.
I've lost you. Umma Faraz?
Yes.
Yes, I lost you.
Okay. All right. So as I was saying, mm-hmm. I started writing Here With You in 2016. Mm-hmm. And what got me started was I used to hear a lot of stories about mother-in-law issues. I mean, I knew they were all there, mm-hmm. but I hadn't experienced it myself because, mashallah, alhamdulillah, my mother-in-law is not like that. Mm-hmm. May Allah bless her.
Ameen.
So for me, it was all whatever mother-in-law issues that I came to know about, mm-hmm. You know, in my years, was all through cinemas and, you know, the serial dramas and all of that. Mm-hmm. But hearing my friends talk about it, mm-hmm. you know, that's when I realized that it is really an issue. It is true. It exists.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to address it from all three points of view, mm-hmm. all three, like a mother-in-law, as a daughter-in-law, and that man mm-hmm. who binds them both, mm-hmm. husband of one and the other.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of the time we just talk about mother-in-law issue, which means a girl is talking about her mother-in-law.
Mm-hmm.
And in most of the times, you know, mother-in-law is a villain. She's the enemy,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
But not how it is. I mean, she is a woman herself. She was, a daughter-in-law once.
Yeah.
And she still is. So it's all in our perspectives, in the way we look at it. So I want to give each of them a voice and to see how they all play out. You know, they all have lives, and it's not just a mother-in-law issue. It's basically every person's issue.
True. I can totally understand what you're saying. It's like giving mm-hmm. that, reaching out to the human aspect of people. Like, it's like each and everyone has shortcomings that, because I read your book, and this is what like stood out to me, that the humanness of each and every character, that, we all are struggling and striving to be somebody, right? So and in between get a little lost we get a little caught up with our insecurities that pop up time and exactly. time again, and then those insecurities, the way you have penned it down so beautifully, it's like, you know, walking through with these characters and understanding their struggles and where they are caught up, and alhamdulillah, and then we get to see each and every perspective, as you said, that you wrote, you wanted to bring that out. And I think you have done that. You have achieved that. And actually trying to understand that it's like there is no good or bad, really, right? It's not, it's, yeah, there's no good or bad, but it's all, there is something called a gray area in between where we,
yeah
which we, most of us miss out. Yeah,
exactly. Mm. Yeah, alhamdulillah.
Yeah,
and I really loved what you said, that this is about the human aspect, because you know, in the end, we are just humans.
Yeah,
all of us, mother-in-law, daughter-in-law, husband, wife, mother, daughter, everything, they are all just categories, they're all roles that we fit into.
Mm.
But in the end, we are humans, and you know, most importantly, we're Muslims.
Yeah,
and one of the main aspects of the book, that I did not want to write a namesake fiction without having to take morals of, you know, from it. And morals for a Muslim, because I haven't seen any mother-in-law, daughter-in-law issue addressing fiction book out there from an Islamic perspective.
Yeah,
you know, and having that Islamic perspective is so important, because ultimately, that's what we are. We are Muslims.
Yeah.
And we have to get that connection, you know, as a Muslim. We have to get it. We have to get ourselves connected with Allah.
Yeah.
And many of the books that are there out there, they, I don't see myself relating with any of them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, the other mainstream fiction, that is.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see myself relating to them, mainly because they are not me.
Yeah.
I'm not them.
Yeah.
Not myself.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But when you read as a Muslim, you want representation. And I think we all want, you know,
yes.
we all want to belong.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I feel books like that should be out there more.
Yes, I agree. And it's interesting that you're saying, the Islamic perspective, like, it's really interesting, because all the issues which I personally, I have seen, like, you know, that goes on around this mother-in-law and daughter-in-law issues that go, which are very universal and very common, right? So I have noticed that most of the time when the issues are happening, it is also because of this lack of Islamic knowledge that they have to a certain degree. It does
yeah.
a huge role because... I think when you are having the knowledge of the correct understanding of Islam, then you're doing things for the sake of Allah. And then that connection is also like the relationship also is done justice because everything is so clearly put together for us in Islam, right? Like how we are supposed to be behaving with our in-laws. And like, it's not like a mother and daughter relationship. Right, it's very clearly defined over there that it's this relationship, and when we give that due to that relationship, as a mother-in-law should be treated, and not believing that it's like, you know, and not thinking that, oh, I'm going to be like a daughter or I'm going to be like a mother to her, but rather just giving respect that it requires that relationship, and just being a mother-in-law or just being a daughter-in-law, that itself, I think. And in a way that Islam teaches us to, I think that itself would resolve a lot of this.
SubhanAllah, it makes absolute sense.
Mm.
SubhanAllah, that is amazing that Islam teaches us not only how to live as Muslims in connection with Allah, but it also, you know, how to live as every role that we fit in, giving each and everyone their own haq and, you know, their duty. And it's really amazing. Alhamdulillah.
And I even, like, you know, want to just touch upon a little bit about a little bit on Faisal's character here, because I think SubhanAllah, and I just want you to ask, I wanted to ask you, like, what inspired that character, because I know that, you know, men are the they need to have that balance in that relationship, right? Because they are the common link between women in their, the most important women in their life, per se. So tell me a little bit about what inspired Faisal's character.
Okay, so initially when I started, you know, when I had thoughts about writing this book, I did not think of Faisal at all. I thought I would give only voices to the mother-in-law and daughter-in-law, so Salma and Fatima. I just thought I would give to both of them and not bring Faisal. But somewhere along the way, I felt like, no, he needs to have a voice of his own because he is also like a very pivotal character. Yeah. I mean, not only in the book, but, you know, generally.
Yes.
The one who links them, he is such a pivotal character in that whole dynamic relationship, and he needs to be there to balance both, because one is the mother is, you know, raised him for all these years, 20 years, and the female who comes to live with him, she believes in him, she trusts him, she's expecting, you know, respect and love and all the other positive emotions that's out there. She's expecting, having hope that he is going to be her soulmate, if you could call it, you know? So he's believing all of this in coming. And if he doesn't give justice to that, if he doesn't fulfill his role as a husband, then it breaks her. It's, you know, even as a Muslim, even if you know all the tenets and all the concepts of Islam, even if you know everything, there are points in time, you know, in your life that you feel depressed, that you feel let down, that you feel that no one is there for you. And if the husband is not standing up, then you feel lost. You feel like there is no one.
Yeah.
Absolutely no one. Yeah. You know, on the back of your head, you know Allah is there.
Yeah.
But you need that human connection.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, this guy, he needs the voice of his own. So that's what I came up.
Alhamdulillah, at least in your book, he got a voice.
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. And I think it is important because I think husbands basically are the most overlooked because like the drama that surrounds the mother-in-law and daughter-in-law, somehow the man himself gets lost in that because he's torn in a way that, you know, whether he should be supporting his mom or his friend, like, you know, to come back to Islam, if you bring that back to Islam. My insights, like, you know, as I was hearing you talk, is that I was just thinking, like, because, like, it is crucial for a man to have that balance.
True.
Because Allah has put him in that position, and a lot of men lack that judgment, you know, in holding that balance and giving the rights of the wife and the mother equally. I think, again, it goes back to how much they understand their role as being the shepherd of the family. Like, because, like, I think it most men don't understand this responsibility, this huge responsibility that they have on their heads. And I think that is the key in the relationship. And as you said, when a woman leaves her house and everything, and she's coming to live with this guy, and especially in our culture, in our community, it's not like, you know, you get married and then you're going on and creating your own life. But I think more and more we are seeing that also happen nowadays, that when they get married, they move into their own apartment and they're living their own house lives. But then that is not something which is very common in our culture, right? So it's like we are moving into this family, and we are leaving behind a family, and we are embracing a new family, and it's the transition period for a woman, and she does need that support that she can get from the husband. And subhanallah, and it is also a reality that she does not get that support most often. And but then, like, if you can understand the perspectives, like, each one is a human being, and we see them for what they are as human beings, I think that itself will resolve a lot of conflicts and issues in any...
SubhanAllah. That's true. That is very true.
Yeah.
Alhamdulillah for that. And, you know, one of the insights that I had was during this mother-in-law, daughter-in-law issue, whenever you hear about it, the husband or the son, you know, slash son, he is nowhere in sight.
Yeah.
Like, you only talk about mother-in-law, or, you know, daughter-in-law. You don't talk about my husband or my son, you know, he's supporting, she's... You never hear that. I don't know. I think it could be because the double standards of society that, you know, the society has set.
Yes.
About men and women. Like, women are to be blamed, and men, they just, like... Mm. You know, they just, like, do whatever they want, and they're not to be blamed.
Yeah.
This is one of the insights that I just had right now, that it could be, this could be a reason. And when he doesn't stand up for either his mom or his wife, then that's when all this whole imbalance occurs.
Yeah. I'm just thinking that standing... Also, it's like sometimes it's because it could be that, you know, I have noticed this, that, you know, from some of my clients, when they come and discuss these things with me, I have seen that some of them, like recently there was this client who came and she told me that, you know, it's like, I don't know, but when it comes to my husband's issues, he does not go and discuss about those things with his parents, but then when it comes to my issues, he goes and he shares everything, you know. And I think so this is one of the things that I think the men also need to know, that, like, you know, where to draw the line in maintaining that it is a sign of respect that they for the wife, and not going and disclosing everything, because she's coming to you to share some things, and keeping that support limited to there, and not taking it and just telling each and everything, taking it to the mom I think all these things, I think they learn, right? But
that's there. That's one of the ways of doing justice, if they know when to shut.
Yeah, absolutely. Subhanallah. Alhamdulillah. So it was really amazing having this discussion with you, Umma Faraz. Would you like to just let our audience know where they can purchase your book and things like that? Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, sure. It's available on Kindle. Mm-hmm. And those who are not able to buy through Kindle, they can just go to their settings in the Kindle site and change country to US. So that way, inshallah, they'll be able to download the book. And it's also available in pothi.com. I'll be sending the link, inshallah. And inshallah, it'll also come up in amazon.in and Flipkart, inshallah. So if it comes to Flipkart, then I think it's going to be free shipping, and everyone loves a free shipping.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, inshallah. Yeah. Alhamdulillah.
Jazakallah khair so much for having me, Umrayan. It was lovely talking to you over here.
Alhamdulillah, same here. It was amazing having this discussion, and it's always a pleasure. And I hope to see you here soon, inshallah, in future. Love to have you back. And Jazakallah khairan for being here.
Jazakallah khairan kathirin.
You were listening to the Nafs Connection podcast with Seema Umrayan, your Level 10 Muslima life coach. So stay tuned for more such content. You can also find me on Facebook and Instagram under Level 10 Muslima life coaching. Jazakallahu khairan kathir and stay blessed. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.